The Janes by Louisa Luna. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. One. Meet our girl. 17. Arrived here a year ago from a rough and dusty town in Chiapas. Considered pretty by most standards because she is young, her face unmarked by scars or wrinkles, her body boasting the tender snap of fresh muscle. Our girl's brain, on the other hand, is at war with itself and others, with memories of her mother's worry and her father's pain, subtle with her own simmering meditations on sex and violence, with fear of all the men that come through the door, with their eyes so stark and full of want. It's like they've eaten her up before they've even selected her from underneath the butcher's glass. Our girl walks in bare feet, unsure if she is dreaming. Her dreams these days are collisions, collages, bursts of fire and color that all start normally enough. She is playing paper dolls with her sister on the porch under the umbrella with one panel missing, or fluffing up yellow rice in a pot right after it's done steaming. But then they turn. The dolls become scuttling cockroaches in her hands. The rice bowl fills with blood. Her own teeth grow into blades and shred her tongue to streamers. The house is divided, two floors. The ground floor, where she and the other girls sleep on towels side by side in the bedroom they share and watch TV and wait in the living room. And there's downstairs, full of boxes that pass for rooms. No windows. No air. The working rooms. Then there is the garage, which is separate from the house, but there are no cars inside. There is just a table and some machines and tools. Our girl hasn't been there yet, but this is what she's heard. Only girls who cry and act stupid are taken there, and our girl keeps her head down and does what she's supposed to do. She doesn't ask questions and doesn't make trouble, but she watches everything. She avoids the bosses. Coyote Ben is easy to avoid because he comes and goes, although when he's around and there's no work, he grabs the hair at the back of her neck and whispers in her ear. He speaks English, so she doesn't really understand everything he says, but she knows he doesn't expect her to respond. He lets her make the drinks.